What do you mean?
Things you either throw away or give away.
Oh, usually old clothes.
Do you have a general term for that sort of thing? Yeah, what about a room where you put things until you finally decide what's time to get rid of?
Storage closet?
When you do the daily housework and sweeping and dusting and everything, what would you say a woman is doing?
I say she's working.
I think you say she's something, the house.
Cleaning the house? Keeping the house?
Okay. The thing you sweep with?
A broom?
And this is a difficult question, but if the broom was in the corner and was a door there, and the door was open so you couldn't see the broom and ask where it was, where would you say it is in relation to the door?
What was that again?
I don't see a door that works, but if say if it was a door here and the broom was in that corner and the door was open so that you couldn't see the broom, where would the broom be in relation to the door?
Behind the door.
Okay. Back in the old days, Monday was the day that women did what?
So that's the day they did the laundry.
Okay. And what would you call a place, the business that does that?
The laundries?
Would you call it a laundry also?
Where you take your laundry?
Take your clothes to the laundry.
And where you do them yourself, or whether you give
where
them?
Where they do it for you.
Laundry, I call them laundry.
Okay.
Or dry cleaners, if they dry clean it, if they wash it, I call it the laundry.
If you had a second floor, what would you use to get to the second floor?
Stairs, staircase.
Would it make any difference whether it was outside or inside? Would you have a separate word for it if it were outside?
To outside, I'd call it a fire escape.
Okay.
Outside stairs. Old houses had those.
And it would still be stairs outside. If you had the thing outside that was covered where you could sit or whatever, attached to the house.
With the roof over it? Well, covered patio, or some people call them Florida rooms. Or if they got glass, if they're closed in with glass, they usually call them sun porches.
Okay. And if it were a two-story house and you had a porch on the second story also, what would you still call it, a porch?
I call it a balcony.
A balcony. And what about, does it make any difference whether there's a roof on the porch or something else if it didn't?
You call it a patio if it's... you mean upstairs one?
Downstairs.
Patio.
Or upstairs if there is
a... You usually call them sun decks if they're...
Sun decks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Decks.
If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you tell someone to
close the door, shut the door.
Would it make any difference in your the force and what you said, whether you said close or shut?
Oh yes.
Which would be stronger?
Well, I thought you meant the tone of voice. I don't think either close the door or shut the door makes any difference.
The words don't make any difference.